We have to live. It was a distinct satisfaction to see you stride in this morning in the full strength of being. It was a joy to listen to you across the desk and note your clarity of thought and firmness of conviction. The good Lord gave you these qualities in order that you may carry on His work. And He will continue to reinforce them to the end that you may fulfill His purpose. Men are different at 80 from what they were at 18, but that difference does not lessen their importance in the world or diminish their capacity. They cannot play baseball or even pitch quoits, but they can speak out of an experience and wisdom that come only with mature years. This explains why they are so essential in society and why some strange instinct moves them to live on. Earth's oldest inhabitants, the majestic redwoods of the Pacific coast, after 50 centuries and more of battling against the elements, still stand and endure in awesome beauty, an inspiration and a protection to the straggling saplings about. Yes, you are still drawing from the overflowing reservoir of energy, but you do not need to draw so lavishly as you once did. Be content to take those briefer drafts that become the dignity of mature years. Then there will be no sense of inadequacy when you approach your daily work, but on the contrary, a confidence that you have all that is necessary to put things across. We all have observed that what a person really wants, he pretty generally gets. This is true in as simple a case as dropping cigarettes. Whenever the victim really wants to stop, the victory is about won. But usually, when he closely inspects his innards, he finds a desire to hold on a while, under the delusion that there is profit therein. Maybe I should not say this, but I suspect it is often true. People wearying of this world do not detect the subtle desire to let go. Nobody can be blamed, of course, because human existence is not always so easy to take. But one had better be on the lookout to see that this suggestion to depart, cropping out in the symptoms of age, receives a definite rebuke. Because, after all, we have to live. There is no getting around it. Joseph Addison exclaims, you may remember, "Eternity, thou pleasing, dreadful thought," because there are responsibilities as well as joys in living. Sometimes the former seems to outnumber or outweigh the latter. But having no choice, we face the traffic every day, give as good account of ourselves as we can, and when we finish the course, we will finish it with satisfaction. We shall not be left helpless at any point. The Almighty will see to that. And yet there is no finishing the course. There is only one life. The past, the present, the future, all run together, making the everlasting now. There is only one world, and yet in that world you and I have already experienced several worlds, have we not? We are going to experience several more, and they will grow in quality because we have taken up arms against mortality and will keep the faith. It is only the finite that suffers, assures Emerson. The infinite lies stretched in smiling repose. The wise and prudent dispute age early in their career, before the years come in which they have no pleasure. They continue to dispute the enemy after his suggestions make their appearance. They dispute them with the conviction that life is self-existent. Life is like beauty in that it is not made. It is. The Creator did not cause or put forth life. The Creator is life. Bodying forth in you, life retains its native quality of permanence. You cannot remind yourself of these facts too often, for thereby do you furnish substances for consciousness to use in repairing and rebuilding you from year to year. Consciousness, amazingly enough, is both the builder and the building material. Make that material of sound quality, and even sounder next year, by rational thinking. Thereby will consciousness be equipped to build a body in better form and style as time rolls on. It goes without saying that you will sedulously bar from thought the meanness and hardness and even proneness to judge others, which so easily beset us. That sorry triad, no one needs to be reminded, makes wrinkles more than skin deep. When you feel like retaliation, find consolation, if you must have it, in the uncompromising fact that they who judge you are themselves daily arraigned, whether they know it or not, at that tribunal where they cannot plead some printed page or bylaw in justification of their cruel pronouncements.